Life is busy and you may miss some of the action happening in and around the city. Here's a look at what people are talking about this week. Here's why the Timmins mayor isn't chairing council meetings. Opting not to take a maternity leave, Mayor Michelle Boileau has lighter calendar than before but is still working and attending in-person events when she can. Read the full story here. This is what you need to earn to make ends meet in Timmins. An annual report lays out the living wage for the area, and it's more than the current minimum wage. Read the full story here. Funding uncertainties make planning Timmins treatment difficult. Project lead. There was little discussion at the Cochrane District Services Board table for an update on its Heart Hub application. Read the full story here. The beer tax just falls on us, Timmins brewers talk taxes. Ontario currently has the highest tax rate on craft beer in the country. Find out Full Beard has to say about it here. $1.8 million helping Timmins businesses grow. Minister of Northern Development Greg Rickford was in town to announce cash for 7 businesses. Read the full story on who's expanding and what the cash is being used for here. Timmins paramedic praises new mental health supports. A local leader says the tough person approach hasn't done emergency responders any favors and is praising a new $32 million initiative to provide specialized mental health support for first responders and public safety personnel across the province. Read the full story here. The opportunity is huge. Chef cooks up traditional meal with Timmins students. Chef Joel White Duck Ringette shared some Indigenous food knowledge with students at Timmins High. Read the full story here. Do you have something to say about what's happening? Send us a letter. For verification, letters must include the author's name, address, and a contact phone number in order to be considered for publication. Letters can be submitted online here or by emailing maja@timminstoday.com.